The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. A pair of little black chickens that lay blue eggs will come to live here tomorrow. It's about time. I spent a whole long winter without chickens this year, an experiment to see if it would make me less tied down, to see if I'd then get a social life and go places. I didn't. It was just a lonely season of looking out the window and seeing icicles, trees, and air where the chickens belonged. These two I will keep penned. I hate to see a chicken penned. Like anyone, they want to live in the world, not in a box, no matter how nice the box is. But chickens who aren't in a box end up in the garden, and the only part of a chicken that's compatible with a vegetable garden is the manure. Last year I fenced the garden so the chickens could roam free. They ate the ticks before they jumped onto the dog and the grasshoppers that were outside the garden fence. They scratched freely and found worms, grubs, and tender sprouts. They laid fat eggs with orange stand-up yolks. And in August, they all got eaten by coyotes. The chickens who live at my house don't always get names. I call them ladies or girls as a group and sweetheart individually, unless someone distinguishes herself somehow. Once I had Queequeg and Pequod, named after the sounds they made, as was the guinea hen, Mrs. Quinquank. More than once, someone has deserved to be called Super Chicken, usually for flying skills. In one flock, for complicated reasons, everyone was named Bob. Whatever their names, the two new tenants of the chicken villa arrive tomorrow. Their quarters are ready. I'll bring them hay and food scraps, try to score grocery store compost if I drive the car to town, scatter the usual daily grain and sunflower seeds, and move the lawn chair to a good spot for keeping each other company. In August, when the only insects that ever enter their pen are yellow jackets, I will stifle my desire for their freedom and remember that the same slim pickings are making the coyotes cagey and brave. In front of my house, there's a big south-facing window with a cold frame at its base and a garden in front of it. When the tamaracks turn gold and the garden is finished, I'll move the chicken pen into that spot just in front of the cold frame. Winter mornings, I'll open their door before dawn. At first light, they'll scoot into the warm cold frame and preen themselves awake. There, on the chicken channel, where there's been nothing but a test pattern these last 6 months, the whole soothing poultry day will unfold. At the same time, a full-length feature film will play on the high-density big-screen TV of their pen. First, the blue jays check for bits of grain and compost that the chickens might have missed. Then come the chickadees. Often, a row of quail line up on the perch, bobbing their top knots and discussing the kinds of things that quail discuss on a winter afternoon. Turkeys have tried that, but it's chaotic. One day, I looked up to see a hopeful, patient hawk perched on the highest corner of the pen. Remembering those successive visitations of wild birds makes me think of a super chicken who one winter flapped herself to the top of the house and thereafter spent as many hours as she could roasting herself between the twin stovepipes jutting out of the roof. Thereafter, that girl's name was Bird Flu. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.